Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daf HaShavua, Ksubas Daf Pei Aleph. So we're going to begin on Pam Beis, and we're going to start from right after the Mishnah. So by Elohu, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa. So if Shemeres Yavim died, Mi Kaivra, who has Chayiv Kfura? Yershe HaBaal Karvula. So are the Yershe HaBaal the one that are Kaivra her, they call Yarsi Ksuba, because they're the ones who actually get the Ksuba, and over here again it means the value of Mana Masayim. Adam Yershe HaBaal Karvula, or the Yershe HaBaal, her Yershe HaBaal are Kaivra her, they call Yarsi Nechasim Nechasim Yitzimim, because they get the Nechasim Nechasim. Amar Avamram Toshma Tanya. Shemeres Yavim Shemesa, a Shemeres Yavim that died, so we're now on Dechay Aleph. Yersheha, Yershik Subasa, Chayavim Bikvurasa. So the Yershik Subasa are Chayiv in her Kvura. And Amrabai, so it's a Yershik Subasa, in other words, it's the brothers that are Chayiv, the Yavams are Chayiv to do Kvura. Amrabai, Afanan Namitanina. Almana is Zainis from Nixi Simon, and Almana who's getting Mazainis from Nixi Simon, so she's a Shemeres Yavam. Maisi de Shalahan, she Maisi de goes to her. They ain't Chayav Mikvurah, but they're not Chayav Mikvurah. Who's Chayav Mikvurah? Yosher Yershik Subasa Chayav Mikvurah. So the ones who get the Ksuba are the ones who are Chayav Mikvurah. Vezi Almana Shishla Yershin Shne Yershin. So what kind of Almana has two Yershin? Avey Mazu Shemeres Yavam, that's a Shemeres Yavam. Now, when we say Nixi Simon, this is going to not be the same case, because if it's Nechzi Yisaimim, then she doesn't, if there are Yisaimim, then she doesn't have any Chiv Yibum. So it would have to mean like two other cases or something like that. Two different situations. In any case, there are two Yarshim, there are Yershe Av, and there are Yershe, the brothers, so they are Chayav and Kvura. Amarava, Vilema Achani Yairish, Ishtani Kaiver. Why can't he say I'm being Yairish, my brother's Nechasim, but I don't have to be Kaiver his wife? She's not my wife yet. So Amalei, Abayim Shem Dibalam Shnei Sadim, because we have a Maman of Shach. Imachav Yairish, if you want to be Yairish, your brother, then Kaiver Sishta, you have to be Kaiver his wife. Imane Kaiver Sishta, if you don't want to be Kaiver his wife, then you can Subasa, then you have to give her the money for a Ksuba, and then I guess it will go to her Yarshim, the same people who get the Nechsim Luk. Amalei, Hachakimin, this is what I mean. Achani Yairish, I'm Yairish, my brother, and his Ishtain and a Kaiver, I don't have to bury his wife. Imishim Ksuba, now you're saying I have to pay Ksuba then. But Ksuba is not Nit Naligwa is Michaim, because she was still married. And now that, and she was also Amba Mokam Baal Kai, because I was omit to be kind to her, and she died. But Al-Kapanam, while she was alive, I was going to be kind to her, so she still was married, so to speak, so she was never entitled to Ksuba. And now that she's dead, she's vaitan entitled to Ksuba. So man chamla disla medrash Ksuba. So who is it that makes this drasha that la'init Ksuba lukas Michaim, that she has no schus Ksuba Michaim, and therefore she can't be merged to her other Yorshim, Beshamai. Beshamin la Beshamai dami, that shtar ha'imid lukbis kagavi dami. No, but shtar Beshamai holds that shtar ha'imid lukbis is kagavi dami. So it's as if she has it ready. So she could be merged to her Yorshim. The Tanan. Mesubalein achle shasu. The husbands, this is by a saita. And the husbands were did kine and stira, so they became asar. They needed to shtia in order to become tar, but the husbands died before that happened. So Bisham Erminit Luxuba, they're still their title to the Ksuba, even though essentially if she's a saita, she loses her Ksuba. She gets her Ksuba Vlay Shais, and obviously she doesn't drink because her husband's dead. So Lam Aishais is like I Ksuba. Either Shaisa or they can't get their Ksuba. So Gemara says Shaisis. Aishais, how could it be Shaisa? The husband's dead. Heavy ishes ishta. Ishtal alakayin. Amar Rachman of Lekha. You need the guy to bring his wife to the kayin, and he's not here. Alam itach shalosh shayses lenez ksuba. Being that they can't be shayses because the husband's dead, lenez ksuba, they don't get the ksuba. And b'shamay amrim neidlos ksuba v'lo shayses. B'sam said, no, they could get the ksuba and they're not shaysa. Freik tomorrow, amai, why would she get her ksuba? Sveikahi, it's a suffix. Suffix zena, suffix lezena. She may have been mizana. She may not have been mizana because she's kinni v'stira, so it's just a real suffix. Because the suffix must be devada, and her suffix tviya of ksuba, she can be mitzvah devada, the muchzakim, the yarshim of the husband. Her ksuba is as if she was gavid, so it's real, she's the muchzik. And that's why it's hers. So you see that they hold that Shara Emes Ligus Gavidami, so that's why she can be marshit to her Yarshim. Frek the Gemara, bottom line, Vabinil Kishnasiachli Mashikas of Lechi. So the way Rashi learns, the Gemara is just kind of going back to the original Kasha. And the Gemara is asking, okay, but Lamaisa, Beshami holds a Medrash Ksuba. And she never became mutter to marry anybody else because she was either married to the husband or she was a Shemeres Yavam. So why is she entitled to Ksuba? And if she's not entitled to Ksuba, practically entitled to the ksuba, then she should not be zocha zeicha and kvura, and the tushtal makes from an arusa, she doesn't get a ksuba practically, and if she doesn't practically get a ksuba, then she doesn't get kvura. So basically, the Gemara is saying that you're right that there's yitachin that she could have schusim in the ksuba to be marshit, but lemaisa that medrash ksuba should still prevent her from getting this chus kvura. So Rashi, no, Yavam nami kachar dami. Yavam has a shem achar. So really, the whole question never started. The Yavam is already called an achar, so she's already entitled to her ksuba already when she was nifal yibam, even though he wanted to be miyap her. So Zok the Gemara Baita, Shalach le Rav Labaya. So Rav went and asked, continued to ask Abaya, Biyad of Shemaya bar Zera, Omid and the Ksuba Lugus Michaim. Are you telling me that Ksuba is Nitna Lugus Michaim and that's why you can force this guy to do Kvura because otherwise he has to make Ksuba? Vatani Rav Abba Omer, Shalach le Somchaz, Ask Somchaz Omer, Arutz Hashim Kibinixi Achiv. So someone is the Yavam and this is Shemer Yavam and he wants to be able to sell some of his brother's Nechasim that he was Yairish. The problem is she has a Ksuba. And even though normally when a woman has a Ksuba, you could sell the nechasim, and she just, she can be tired from lekuchas. You could sell all the nechasim if you want, but by Yavam Rashi explains, Chazal made a stronger takana because he didn't marry her yet, and therefore he can't sell anything. And the mecher is bottle. Rashi says as soon as he sells it, because the Yavam doesn't write the ksuba, and he doesn't write that everything that I have is meshubed. It just goes on the nechasim of the first husband, so they might sell it. Kitzer, and she doesn't want to have to go to Beis Din, so the Chazal are masakin that he can't sell it until he marries her. But what if he does want to sell it so he can get permission? So how does he get permission? What should he do? So if he's a kohen, then he should make a suda and try to convince her. And Yisrael, but if it's Yisrael, he can marry her and then be megarish beget and then divorce her. And this way, you know, she gets her ksuba and the yachzen sell whatever he wants to sell. The yachzen take her back. But if you say it's nitn l'ksuba l'vus michayim, then what's the problem? Then she has her ksuba, and the yachad lo shir ksuba, give her just to put aside whatever the shir ksuba is, v'shayad Lisbon, and let her sell the rest. He could pay her per ksuba. Zohu, pay it up. We just turned the page over here, pay off on base. You're not allowed to say, here's a ksuba, I'll give you money, and it'll be a ksuba. So all the nechasim are achroyed to the ksuba. So why can't you do that there? So Ella Azamara says Hasam Eitzatayv Kamashwan. So there we're telling you Eitzatayv. Rashi says Eitzatayv is if you do Metaltlim, they might get lost, and then she has no ksuba anymore because he was miyachadet for the ksuba, and you can't live without a ksuba according to Reb Meir. So that's you're gonna have to write a new ksuba. So that's why I tell you don't do that. It was just an Eitzatayv. Dila Teima Hachi Sefer Diktani. The Sefer the Mishnah says Uchein Leymar Lishta. A person shouldn't say to his wife, Harei ksuba sechem menachas l'chal shulchan. Here's your ksuba on the table. I'll call Nechasav Achroi and the Ksuba. See, all the Nechasav are Achroi to his wife's Ksuba. Why does he have to do he can't sell the other nechasim? By a regular wife, you for sure could sell the other nechasim. So you don't have to do that. You would never have to say, you always have the option of selling whatever the nechasim you want. Don't do that. Rashi says, because of. Again, the metatlam might get lost. So, Ella, the rabbi kasha. So, why is the rabbi telling you to make this whole party? The rabbi namely kasha mishameva. He's just saying, I'll save her because if you do this without her permission, she's going to get very upset at you and it's going to ruin your shalom bias. She thinks that you're trying to sell everything. Well, sell everything. Why are you being miyachin metatlim or karka from my ksuba? You're trying to be megarish me. So this way you have to convince her that that's not what you're trying to do. You're just trying to sell all the nechasim and make her happy. Or you're megarish her all tonight, and that apparently she's happier with. Okay, Zoktimara. Ahuga avada nafla yivama bepampadisa. So there's a gentleman who had a yivama, and boy achla musla begita bine. And one of the other brothers, he was the one who was going to be miyabim. And if he's miyabim, he gets all the nechasim of his brother. And one of the other brothers wanted to have a part of the Yerusha. So therefore, he wanted to give her a get. to passel her from Yibum, so he has to do Chalitza, and then everybody will Yerush equally. So Amalei told him, you're just worried you want to get some of the Nechasim? No problem. I'll give you your portion of the Nechasim. You don't need to ask her Ami. Since Chazal said you're not allowed to sell, as we just said, you're not allowed to sell the Nechasim of a Shemeres Yabim before you marry her. So Avagav Dezavin, so here, when he's giving it to the other guy, that's kind of like selling it. It doesn't work, like we were just saying.
Someone who left the Shemeres Yabim and he left the Nechasim b'mei amana, so even it's much more than a Ksuba. Even
though a Ksuba is only a mana, he can't sell. All the Nechasim are achrayin l'Ksubasa. Just because the Chazal say you're not allowed to sell it, that means that even if you do it, it doesn't work. But now, Mishami, Emru, Timkar, Bissalam, Loy Timkar, and this is our past Mishnah. But this is the Shemeres Yabim selling, not the husband, the Yabam, the Shemeres Yabim selling. Everybody has Maida that if she does it, it's Kayim. So maybe here too it works. So they asked the same question to Ruchinim Rav Papa. He said like Rav Yosef that it doesn't work. So Amar Abaye, Atar Ruchinim Rav Papa, keep it alive. Does Ruchinim Rav Papa have earrings or something like that? Like in other words, he does because he says so. He has to prove it. So Shalchu Lekamed Rav Menumi Bereid Rav Nechumi Shalchu Kedabaye. They said like Abaye. V'yamar Rav Yosef Time Achrina Shalchu Li. And if Rav Yosef has another proof for why he can demonstrate that it doesn't work, the Mechira tell me. So another Rav Yosef Dak Ashkel. So Rav Yosef went and he wanted to find a proof. Netanya, Reisha Yenosha Ba'ach, if someone owed his brother money, or Meis and he died. So now, technically, he could be Yairish, so he can kind of obviate the whole Chayiv, because he's Yashning his brother, so he's Yashning with the debt that his brother had to him too. But it was Hanir Shemeres Yabim. There's a Shemeres Yabim. So lo yeh emrohol ashani Yairish Chazakti, being that I'm the Yairish Chazakti, so it's like kind of, it's all equal now, I don't owe any money. But no, we don't say that. Elamitzin mi Yabim, we might see the money that he owes to this a brother from the Yavam, or you could win Karka, and you buy Karka with Paris, like, so that it should be Meshubit to the Ksuba of this Shemeres Yavam. Amle Abaya, so you see that he can't, that technically would be like a Mechira, right? He sold the Chayiv, and it's all bottled, so, and you see that even B'diavad, it doesn't work. So Amle Abaya, Domele Tavle Avdele, maybe we're just giving him a good Eitza, so that there should be Karka, and you don't just, like, obviate the Chayiv, this way you have, you'll have something really forever. So Amalei Tana Tani Maitzian, the Tana says that you do it Maitzian, which means against his will. But Atam is Tavli Avdil, and he's saying they were doing him a favor. Hadash Shalchumu Kameid Rav Menumi Breid Rav Nechumi. They sent it again, and Amalei Hochem Rav Yosef Bar Menumi. This is Rav Yosef Bar Menumi said Amar Rav Nachman Zuini Mishnah. You can't learn from this Mishnah because there's something wrong with this Mishnah of this guy who owes a chayiv to his brother and now technically owes the chayiv to himself. The halacha is wrong. My time, but why is Halacha wrong that we force him to kind of pay the chayiv to himself and buy karka in Paris? If maybe you'll say that a chayiv is technically like metatlim, and metatlim ksuba l'mishabdi, and metatlim is not mishabdi ksuba, so there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to say it's mine. No, we're going to go Meir, the Metatla is Meshubatir Ksuba, so the Chayiv is Meshubatir Ksuba. Al Meshim Da'am Lava at Baal Dram the Diyad. Maybe I'll say, listen, I owed it to my brother. I don't owe it to you, so why should we be might see it for your Ksuba? I didn't owe you the money. So we're going now to Pei Beis Amud Aleph. No, we're going to go like Rav Nassin. That Rav Nassin, I'm Rav Nassin, and I'm Rav Nassin, and I'm Rav Nassin, and I'm Rav Nassin, and I'm Rav Nassin. So if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money, so now Reuven can say to Levi, hey, you owe Shimon money, Shimon owes me money, you pay me. And Levi can say, I don't know, I know Shimon, I don't know you, I'm not going to pay you. So Minayin, Shimon, Sin, Mizel, and Nesel, and Zeh. We say, no, Levi, you have to pay Reuven. Tamad Levi, Rav Nassin, Asher, Asher, you have to give it to the one who has the chayv. So here too, being that you owed your brother, and your brother owed his wife, the Ksuba, so now you owe his wife, and you have to give it to her, and you buy karka, and he eats Paris. So what's wrong? We don't have a tana that has both chumras. El ikra meir, either a meir that you say the chayiv is metatlam and meshubat ksuba, ikra b'nasin or kolak b'nasin that it's now the chayiv that you owe your brother, you owe him, but not both together. Amrava, I'm Cain, Haina de Shemenel Labai. This is what I heard Rabbi saying. The Amrazuani Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah of Lo Yadanamai. I didn't know what it was. Okay, have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.